This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. Today I'm starting a series that I have built out of the whole concept of post-traumatic growth. I'm titling the series, Is There Growth After Crisis? Yes, and maybe. Yeah, I know, I hedge my bets, but I think there are many opportunities to grow after crisis and trauma, and we're going to talk about ways in which people do that. Now, this might be useful for you if you've recently experienced some crisis and trauma, but I'm also wanting you to hear about this and think about this because you may come into contact with people who have experienced the crisis and trauma of recent past, such as the tsunami that hit the Indian Ocean last December. So the question is there growth after crisis or trauma? Yes, there is, most definitely. Unfortunately, or fortunately, like much of life, our experience after something depends to a large extent on our experience or life adjustment before something. I've talked about people who struggle getting through earthquakes and everything. I've used some examples before about that, and this is all the same. If you had some intact social systems, relationships, friendships, you might have more resources available to you. If you were functioning pretty well, that is, you didn't have any major things going on like a real problem with anxiety, a problem with various aspects of emotional growth such as depression or whatever, you may have a fairly easy time adjusting to how things are going to be going after the crisis. The thing that changed all the rules about the tsunami is that families discovered that their whole system vanished. I read something about schools. More schools vanished than the entire school district that my wife teaches in. Imagine losing the equivalent of three or four high schools of at least 2,000 students, the intermediate schools of four or five, and about 30 elementary schools. All the students, all the teachers. That really hit home to me when I realized what people were trying to adjust with. And people have lost many of their resources. I want to read a story right now that was in the Straits Times a few months ago. And it was about post-traumatic growth. It was entitled The Comeback Kids. They profiled three children. And this one is a picture of this smiling Indian girl. And it says, Orphan tops exams despite losing mum. Here goes. Kane Ramallah had seen Mr. Bill Clinton on television many times. On May 27th, the 15-year-old came face-to-face with the former U.S. president right in her home, quote-unquote. Mr. Clinton was visiting her hometown district for a day as the U.N. special envoy for tsunami relief. To Nirmala's delight, he was wearing an orange T-shirt, the very color she had picked that day out of her own limited wardrobe. He told me, "Don't give up on my studies," she said. The youngest of five sisters, her father had died just after her birth. Her mother, a fish seller, was lost in the swirling waters on December 26th. Now, home is a six-room orphanage. The authorities introduced her to Mr. Clinton as a symbol of strength. Notwithstanding her troubles, she topped the national board exams by scoring 400 out of 450 marks. Of the 2 months after the waves struck, she says, I used to sit and cry. A police officer helped me get over my troubles. Mrs. Bhuma Lakshmi, who heads the orphanage, describes her as a brave girl, very focused on her work. Nirmala's sister, a garment factory worker, manages a smile. With one sister in college and another in her teens, it's up to her to support the family. I'm studying hard so I can be a police officer, Nirmala says. I just want to repay my sister for all she is doing with me. Now, that's a very moving story to me because it illustrates many points of importance about post-traumatic growth. Here you have this little girl who is in her teens, 15, and she lost her mother. She had already lost her father in infancy, but she lost the main wage earner and the stable and secure influence in her life in December. And she's living in an orphanage. Many children, even though they may have some family members alive, are forced to live in orphanages just because that's all they can afford. What they didn't say was that her sister was a factory worker who probably made very little money. Now here's this little girl. She's working hard. 6 months after the crisis, she buckled down. She kind of got over some of the more painful parts of the grieving and decided she wanted to do something with her life. She's picked a police officer because that person had a lot of positive influence on her life in getting through the grieving. But she also says, I want to be a police officer so I can repay my sister for what she has done for me. Very positive story. Here she has done well on her exams. She's looking forward to life. Now, what that tells me a little bit is that she probably had a fairly stable family life before. She probably had an extended family. We don't know how many of her extended family are missing. But whatever it was, she entered her teen years in fairly good straits. And that's probably like most of the people who go through crisis and trauma. Most people, most children, don't suffer extensively. They're given a chance to do some grieving. If they're given a place that they can be safe, as in Nirmala's case, the orphanage, if they're given a connection with relatives, chances are most of them, the vast majority of them, are going to be doing okay. It's very important to maintain those connections. Sometimes people want to remove children or other people out of their arena of comfort. And I think in some cases that's not very good for them. They need to be able to stay together. So is post-traumatic growth possible? Yes. If a little girl who is orphaned can be focused on the future, can be deciding what she wants to do with her life, I think there's hope for a lot of us. Survivors of post-traumatic stress generally report post-traumatic growth across three broad dimensions, according to the research. First of all, is the whole arena of interpersonal relationships. These are improved through valuing friends and family more. People who grow talk about things like, I'm so grateful for who I have left. I wasn't maybe that close to my mom, but now we're very close as we've united. They report greater openness and greater ability to talk about things. And they even exhibit an increased compassion and altruism. They may be more likely to reach out to people around them. I've talked before about how important it is for you to reach out to other people and be part of your own healing process. It does something good to us when we can do something good for others, even when we're hurting. And if you're in the midst of some things, I think it'd be a good idea for you to think about doing something for other people. Another characteristic of post-traumatic growth is the self-perception issue. Self-perception is changed through resiliency. For example, people say to themselves, if I've coped with this, I can cope with anything. They understand their limitations as well. I don't know, it's just sort of a more realistic appraisal of what is going on. I think that's very healthy. I made it through this. I don't know how. I don't know how I'm making it through some days, but I did make it through, and I'm ready to keep going. Finally, their life philosophy is altered through shifts in perspectives. Survivors report finding a fresh appreciation for each new day and renegotiating what really matters for them. People who get through this sometimes have a sense of guilt at they weren't taken as well, or they were rescued and others weren't. And I think that's part of the normal process of grieving at times. Some people it gets too much and becomes counterproductive. But after that grieving place or that guilt place, people also who are growing, who exhibit post-traumatic growth, in effect, make peace with that. They say, I have been given a purpose, and I'm not sure what that is, but I know. Nirmala knew. It was to go on, get trained, to pay back. And I think that's a very useful thing for each one of us. As we work through the next few weeks of this, I want you to think about times that you might have been traumatized or went through crisis, and how did you grow through it? This week, think particularly of ways in which you might have been more grateful as the result of the experience. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that would be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.